All year long, we've been talking about something called the NPR 100, our list of the 100 most important musical works of the 20th century. We've covered just about every genre of music, and tonight we're wrapping up the series with singer Stevie Wonder and an album he put out in 1972. By that year, Wonder had already spent nearly a decade churning out hits for Motown as Little Stevie. But at age 22, he no longer wanted to follow the Motown formula, a formula designed to produce hit singles rather than innovation. So Wonder struck out on his own. Over the next decade, he experimented with a variety of instruments and developed a sound that we still identify as uniquely his own. He recorded a series of albums that proved he was a master of lush ballads as well as gritty funk. One of those albums has made it into the NPR 100. Deborah Williams has the story on Stevie Wonder's Talking Book.
One of the biggest hits from Talking Book was actually intended for someone else. Stevie Wonder wrote it for his friend guitarist Jeff Beck in the early 1970s, but Motown head Berry Gordy convinced Wonder to record it himself. And when he did, he created a sound people had never heard before, says music critic Tom Moon.
The period of Talking Book was a period of great explosion in synthesis. It was the first time that you heard a lot of clavinet. And when you hear that clavinet intro to Superstition, what you're hearing is someone who is interacting with an instrument and figuring out how to make it sound like him. No one else plays the clavinet like Stevie Wonder does. He made it speak.
Stevie Wonder says he imagined the whole thing in a flash while on tour with the Rolling Stones.
Very superstitious, writings on the wall. Very superstitious, letters about to fall.
I came up with it, actually. I was sitting on the drums. And the first thing that I put down were the drums. And then after that, I put the clavinet down, and I just started singing the melody. You know. Probably the first thing, only thing I can remember that I said, that I remember keeping was, wash your face and hands. The reason that I did wash your face and hands, I think that was from when I was real little. I remember hearing this song, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands, shake around and roll. I think that the reason that I talked about very superstitious, or, you know, being superstitious, was because I really did, I mean, I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe in that whole thing, and so, you know, the different things that people say, you know, about if you do this, break your glasses will happen, or a 13-month-old with the number 13, it's bad luck, and all those various things. And for those, like I said, when you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer, you know.
Wonder, never one to suffer from a lack of understanding, played most of the instruments on Talking Book himself and perfected the use of the clavinet, a 5-octave electronic instrument similar to an electric piano.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you are watching me on the telly. Seeing me go nowhere.
Ever since he was a kid, Stevie Wonder says he's been fascinated by sound. He taught himself how to play the drums at age 3, the harmonica at 6, and by the time he was 10, he was playing piano. He says he listens to the radio constantly, and whenever he travels, he picks up new sounds.
My name is nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door.
That's the song Big Brother. Like James Brown and Sly Stone before him, Wonder combined socially aware lyrics with music to create a brand new funk. And for the first time, he used an instrument from West Africa.
The talking drum sounding like that really came from me wanting to create that kind of, you know, you know, that kind of thing. And the drum itself had some, you know, some bells around the drum. And so I just played it. That was all, you know. The only thing we used that was a synthesizer on that particular song was the bass sound. And the, you know, the clavinet we used. And we just tuned one track a little differently than the other one. So the pitch was a little off, so it sounded like a 12-string almost. And the harmonica.
My name is Secluded. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall.
Talking Book marked the arrival of artist as one-man band in popular music, but Stevie Wonder got a little help from a new electronic device called a Moog synthesizer, an electric device designed to emulate almost any musical sound. It was invented by Robert Moog in 1964. Wonder had heard the Moog synthesizer on the revolutionary album Switched on Bach by Walter Carlos.
I felt that the Moog synthesizer enabled me to, through shaping the oscillator, having control of the attack, sustain, decay, and release, that I was able to really create various sounds, bass sounds. I was able to bend notes the way that I heard, you know, them being bent, create different sounds of horns, etc., string sounds or string lines, and really arrange them in the way that I felt I wanted them to sound or be for the arrangement.
I feel down some kind of lonely. Come on, baby, let me hear. Heart is blazing like a five-alarm fire. And I don't even give a care. Dreams turn ashes right in front of my face. I'm getting kind of worried. And I feel so out of place.
While Talking Book is entirely self-produced, some of the songs were co-written with singer and songwriter Sarita Wright, Wonder's wife for 4 years.
Sarita and I were, you know, we've always been very, very close. But we felt that we needed to maybe do something, change, you know, different. We'd end up, we loved each other, but we were better friends when we weren't married than we were. And when I was younger, maybe I fell in love a lot.
Wright's honeyed voice is heard nowhere on Talking Book. Perhaps her greatest contribution to the album is as a sweet inspiration for the perennial wedding classic, You and I.
Here we are. On earth together, it's you and I. God has made us for love, it's true. I've really found someone like you.
Stevie Wonder says Talking Book was a turning point, his first real growth as a boy becoming a man. In making all of the artistic decisions himself and relying less on Motown head Berry Gordy for direction, Stevie Wonder proved his independence as an artist. Critic Tom Moon.
I think he was very careful production-wise to sort of maintain a little thread, whether it was just the electric piano or whatever, sort of running through the record. And I think also as a singer, you finally sense that he's singing things that he really believes in. Part of the problem with the early Motown work was that it was designed to get on the radio. It wasn't necessarily, some of it was great, but it wasn't necessarily him being himself the way all these other records did. And I think that as a result, as a singer, you really felt him sort of putting himself on the line in a way that he maybe hadn't before.
You must have known that I was lonely because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be hell.
Talking Book crystallized Wonder's talent as a singer, writer, and producer. He proved he could write grooves to keep you on the dance floor and at the same time make you think about social problems. And on the other side, he could melt your heart.
It wasn't so much that I wanted to say anything except for I wanted to just express, the various many things that I felt. The political point of view that I had. The social point of view that I felt, the passionate emotion of love that I felt, compassion, the fun of love that I felt, the whole thing dealing with a joyful love, the pain of love.
Shattered dreams, worthless years, here am I encased inside a hollow shell. Life began, then was done. Now I stare into a cold and empty well. The many sounds that meet our ears, the sights our eyes behold, will open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it will be forever.
And many times I'll go back and listen to Talking Book, as I listen to various, albums that I've done. And the one thing that I do to check myself is to really listen and to see if I really feel the same way, if I really can get to the emotion that I had back then. I think that's a good way of a person, really, not only as an artist or a musician or a songwriter, checking his or herself, but I think it's a way of actually a person, we're just checking our lives.
And after 28 years, Stevie Wonder's Talking Book still has a lot to say. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Williams.